Blog Talk Radio.
No boss, man, can I get a raise? Not far from a star, 2 steps from a slave. Thinking to myself, man, it's time to get paid. Telling all my peoples, look, let's get paid. Asking no boss, man, can I get a raise? Not far from a star, 2 steps from a slave. Thinking to myself, man, it's time to get paid. They tell me, clever man, come on, you think too much. Where you been? I ain't heard you spit in much. Did you hang it up? Off the floor when you lose in the clutch. Yeah, such and such, man. It's funny how when you out of sight, you be out of mind. How a good woman, friends, and money be hard to find. I've been on my hustle, stacking paper on the grind. In Atlanta, in New York, trying to build a shine. Real talk, these days it's hard to stay sober. Switch your time zone with a 4-hour layover. Fifth stop, hot bloodshot, red from the doja. I grind hard cause I can't flow in the soda. You can tell I'm Clef Doja. You in a corporate office somewhere over there. If you whip a Range Rover, asking no boss, man, can I get a raise? Not far from a star, 2 steps from a slave. Thinking to myself, man, it's time to get paid. Telling all my peoples, look, let's get paid. Asking no boss, man, can I get a raise? Not far from a star, 2 steps from a slave. Thinking to myself, man, it's time to get paid. Cause I'm about to die, this broke life, tired of this reggae. Blunts don't smoke right, hot is my heyday. Act don't sound right, shit don't act right. Rock won't stack right. At least it don't stack like it used to. Let your brother kill himself, tell me what would you do? So now I'm trying to see my money boom cool. No type of felines acting all new school. I know what happens more than usual. Catch you when I scoop through to a stage near you. If not, grab two and come to. All of you gonna let money get screwed soon. But I won't excuse my behavior, a lack thereof when it comes to the paper. Time to get fun, then stack some major. Let's do it, get done, over around here, player. I'm telling all my peoples, look, let's get paid. Asking no boss, man, can I get a raise? Not far from a star, 2 steps from a slave. Thinking to myself, man, it's time to get paid. Telling all my peoples, look, let's get paid. Asking no boss, man, can I get a raise? Not far from a star, 2 steps from a slave. Thinking to myself, man, it's time to get paid.
Your number one source for knowledge in the information age. High Frequency Radio Network.
We'll be right back.
feeling like committing a crime. Get locked for that. I won't snitch, I ain't dropping a dime. I'm a self-made hustler, top of the line.
Welcome you to another episode of The Foundation here on High Frequency Radio Network. I am your host, So-L, and it is a pleasure to welcome you to this episode. Are you ready? I trust you are. The Foundation, where we understand incorrect information can get you hurt. I'm sorry, incorrect information incorrectly applied can get you hurt. Wow. Correct information incorrectly applied can get you hurt. So as always, we are looking to correctly apply that correct information. I want to say that this is the foundation, and we are high frequency. I want to start off by saying all thanks, honors, praises, accolades due to the Creator and the ancestors. But without them, we definitely wouldn't be here. I want to say peace, big up, shout out, salute to my big brother. I call him Uncle Yusuf L. High Frequency Radio Network creator. Extraordinaire. He's the man, you know. Definitely, you wouldn't know Sodell if it wasn't for Yusuf L. PrivateSideSolutions.com. You know, helping you do your secure party creditor dance. Check him out. That's SPCUniversity.com. Man, I'm messing up. Let me square up real quick. PrivateSideSolutions.SPCUniversity.com. That's it. Make sure you check the brother out if you're looking to get your secure party status bang banged. And as always, I want to invite you to check out WelcomeToTheFoundation.com. If you do nothing else, make sure that you sign up for the email list, as well as check out the other content, the PDF section, free information, just grab it and go. You don't have to say hello, nothing. Just grab that stuff. Just download it. Move around. It's fine. No problem. If you do come back to WelcomeToTheFoundation.com, make sure you check out the educational tab. We got the Foundation Trust Primer, over 18 documents, hand-selected by yours truly. If you're new to trust, if you're new to the types of trust that we deal with, if you're trying to get it all figured out, you know, go ahead, grab that trust primer. It'll get you straight. A lot of people say, so where do I start? Well, there you go. It's over 18 documents handpicked by yours truly. That's where I suggest you start. Move forward. Grab that Foundation Trust series, part one, part two, part three. We break down the trust entity that we administer for our private estates. There's over 80 different types of trusts, so we make sure that you get sorted with regards to the type of trust that we're using, the validity of the trust. We got some Supreme Court citations, stare decisis, making it happen. Once again, part one, part two, part three, Foundation Trust Series. I also invite you to check out Passport No Social, part one, part two. The brother Chris L. came through, blessed us with the information, how to obtain a passport without giving up the social. There's a lot of different ways to do it. I've heard people say, just give them the social. Me personally, I'm not with that. You give them your social. That's what I say. But, you know, plethora of knowledge in those two items. Passport No Social Part 1 and Passport No Social Part 2, also known as the Shake and Bake Layup. You can grab that all at Welcome to the Foundation. In the Education tab, also I would like to invite you, WelcomeToTheFoundation.com. You can find the Facebook, the Instagram, the Twitter page. You can connect that way. You can also book a consultation. You can make a donation, all from the same spot. And that's WelcomeToTheFoundation.com. I want to say peace to all the listeners. Say peace to all the archive listeners, all the live listeners, the podcast listeners, MP3 listeners, live callers, internet listeners, live internet listeners. Just want to say peace to all those who follow the foundation, listen to this foundation, track the foundation, pay attention to the foundation. I had a brother say, I'm not a follower. Like, okay. Well, then you're not a follower then. That's cool. Maybe you just pay attention to the foundation. We appreciate it, definitely. And I definitely want to say peace to all trustees and private trustee training. We about to start that new session very, very shortly. So if you've been thinking about getting into the training, now's a great time. We're about to start a new session. And of course, all trustees in trustee training can participate in as many sessions as you want. There is no time limit, no cutoff. You can do your dance. So peace and shout out, salute to all the trustees in private trustee training, as well as all those investing in their private education, whether it be through the foundation or not. It's still respect all the way around. I also want to say peace to everyone that we have done business with in the private via consultation or otherwise. Peace to anyone whom has sent an email, a well wish, a current event, said what's up, or in any way added to the foundation. Definitely want to say peace, shout out, and salute. Today's episode of the foundation is never mind how much you make, how much do you keep? If you're looking at being private, you want to transition to the private, you got to understand things change once you go private, you know? And one of the main things that changes when you transition to the private, we don't care how much you make, how much you made, how much your business made, how much your business trust made. We don't care. That doesn't matter. What matters is how much did you keep? How much did the trust keep? How much went to the estate? We're going to talk about that on this show. But first, let's jump into this current event because, wow, you know what I'm saying? CNN Business. Vaccine passport apps could help us return to normal. Word. First, they need to solve the trust problem. CNN, the next time you attend a wedding or a concert, visit a place of worship, eat indoors at a restaurant, or even go to work, you may need to show digital proof of the Pope for negative cacao results. The negative the bad C word on last Friday, a couple Fridays ago, New York became the first state in the United States to roll out a Pope verification app, often referred to as a digital Poke passport. I'm having fun, y'all. It's using IBM's Excelsior Pass app, which leans on the blockchain and displays a personalized QR code to verify health status. The state tested the app earlier in March at a Brooklyn Nets basketball game at the Barclays Center and a New York Rangers hockey game at Madison Square Garden. The Poke verification apps could play a key role in helping us get back to normal, but the companies behind the apps may first need to convince millions of Americans that these apps don't pose any significant privacy risks. Sure they don't. In his announcement, Governor Andrew Cuomo specifically nodded to potential privacy concerns about the app, with the promise of, quote, keeping personal information secure, end quote. Likewise, Steve LaFleche, I don't know, general manager of IBM Public and Federal Markets, said in the statement that New York's digital passport relies on a, quote, flexible and accessible tool that places security and privacy at its core, end quote. I don't believe you, but not everyone is convinced, quote. Some of these everyday life apps will create a new layer of digital infrastructure that was previously anonymous, end quote. This is Albert Fox Kahn, founder and executive director of the Surveillance Technology Oversight Project and a fellow at the NYU School of Law, who went on to say, quote, you don't need that type of surveillance to pick up a quart of milk from a bodega, end quote. Chief among the privacy fears is the question of whether location or medical data will be collected and stored, and who will have access to that information. The companies behind these apps have said they will not store data, sure, but the perception could nonetheless dissuade some Americans from embracing the apps. Quote, user trust is paramount in order for digital smart health cards to be successful in empowering individuals to demonstrate their poke status as society reopens, end quote. That's Dr. Brian Anderson, Chief Digital Health Physician at not-for-profit MITRE, which manages federally funded research and development centers, and co-founder of the Pope Credential Initiative, who went on to say, quote, that's why it's imperative that companies are open and transparent in regards to their privacy policies so that individuals can make an informed decision about who they want to share their Pope information with, end quote. I'm going to leave it there. This is on CNN. There's several more paragraphs, but I want to move on. What do you think about the Pope passport on your phone? You think it's going to be private? You think they're going to adhere to privacy-centric models? I don't believe so. But that's just my personal opinion. CNBC, FDA advises states to pause use of the Johnson & Johnson poke after rare blood clotting issue. CNBC, it was just AstraZeneca. Now it's Johnson & Johnson. That's all I'll say. Reuters moving forward. Global markets, world stocks soar to fresh peaks as the dollar dips April 14th. Today, major global stock indices scaled new peaks today after upbeat U.S. and European earnings pointed to a strong recovery from the panorama, while the dollar dipped to three-week lows as Treasury yields held below recent highs. U.S. import prices increased more than expected. Inflation, lifted by higher costs for petroleum products and tight supply chains, and the latest data to show inflation is heating up as economies reopen. Quote, what's the corporate use of money that was received on loans? We're simply not seeing that. Janisiewicz. I don't know how to say that name. If you're going to be in an inflation camp, you want to see people using money, and we're certainly not seeing that right now. High corporate debt issuance and accommodative government policies will push money into risk assets and lift prices, he said. U.S. companies now have more cash on hand than they did before the panorama. So it sounds like the world stocks soar to a fresh peak, according to Reuters. Ope. Same world stocks dip after new highs. Dollar falls. that's Reuters, too. I'm going to keep it moving. CNBC, consumer prices rise more than expected, pushed by 9.1% jump in the gasolina. Ouch. Consumer prices shot higher in March, given a boost by strong economic recovery and year-over-year comparison to a time when the panorama was about to throttle the United States economy, the Labor Department said. The report, quote, is the clearest indication so far that the signs of mounting inflation evident in business surveys and producer prices are feeding through to stronger consumer prices, end quote. This is Michael Pierce, senior U.S. economist at Capital Economies, who went on to say, quote, for all the focus on supply disruptions pushing goods prices higher, the strongest upward pressure on prices is coming from the services sector, end quote. Gasoline prices were the biggest contributor to the monthly gain, surging 9.1% in March and responsible for about half the overall increase in the consumer price index. Gasoline is up 22.5% from a year ago, part of a 13.2% increase in energy prices. Food nudged higher as well, up a percentage point for the month to 3.5% for the year. The food at home category increased 3.3%. All six of the government's measures of grocery store indices rose, with the biggest gain of 5.4% in the category of meats, poultry, fish, and eggs. Y'all seeing that? Y'all seeing the prices increasing at the pumps? Y'all seeing the prices increasing at the shopping centers, when you're buying your food. Markets showed a modest reaction to the news, with stock futures off their lows for the morning, but still indicating a negative open. Government bond yields held mostly flat. That big surge on a year-over-year basis resulted from what economists call the, quote, base effect, end quote, or the lower level used for comparison. In March 2020, the government had just begun a massive shutdown of U.S. businesses that ultimately would see more than 22 million Americans on the unemployment line. Core CPI, which excludes volatile food and energy costs, increased 3% monthly, which is 1.6% year over year. While the inflation numbers look high, many economists as well as policymakers at the Fed, the World Reserve, expect the increase to be temporary. April likely also will show a sharp rise, but then the numbers are supposed to decrease as the worst months of the shutdown fall out of the data comparisons. Still, markets have been pricing in higher growth and inflation, with government bond yields rising to their highest levels since before the panorama. The economic reopening and unprecedented levels of government support are contributing to the inflationary environment. Unprecedented levels of government stimulus printing, and you're going to see when gasoline prices rise, you're going to see higher prices in all goods, and as well as all services, because it takes gasoline to deliver those goods to you or to your local supermarket. And, you know, most all service companies, service industries need gasoline, you know, to do their dance. So when you see gasoline rising, you can just expect that everything else is going to begin rising. Moving forward, Reuters, New York Fed's William says the Fed has tools to deal with high inflation. Don't worry about it. It's probably going to go away. It's going to go away after next month. It's going to go away after April. Don't worry about it. It's whatever. We have tools. Inflation could be a volatile thing in the near term as the economy recovers from the panorama, but overall price increases should remain subdued, and the Federal Reserve knows how to act if inflation gets too high. New York Fed President John Williams said today, quote, "We know how to deal with inflation. The economy is coming back pretty strong right now." He expects inflation overall to stay near the Fed's 2% target. However, the Fed official noted that unemployment is still high and the economy still has a long ways to go as it recovers. Some businesses are also overcoming bottlenecks due to supply disruptions or higher demands for certain goods, citing a sporting goods store he visited that sold out of bicicletas. They don't have any more. No more bikes. It's too soon to know how strongly travel will rebound and what share of people continue working from home, but some long-term damage may be avoided, Williams said. Quote, "There's a lot of things that are uncertain, but I think the economy will be able to get back to full strength," end quote. The pace of the economic recovery is accelerating, and consumers are spending more on travel and other items, according to a report released today by the Federal Reserve. The economy in the New York's Fed district, quote, grew at a strong pace for the first time during the panorama, end quote. Despite an increase in the panorama cases in the region, the regional bank reported, Williams said new variants are still a risk. Quote, "We're a little bit in a race between the pokes and the new variants," end quote. I don't know. We're looking at inflation. What is inflation? You're going to be paying higher prices for the same goods and services. Unfortunately, that's the basics of it. Reuters.com, U.S. import prices increase solidly, seen temporarily boosting inflation. See what I'm saying? The report from the Labor Department followed on the heels of data this month showing a surge in producer and consumer prices in March. Increased pokes and massive fiscal stimulus are allowing more services, businesses to resume operations. unleashing pent-up demand, which is running up against supply constraints. Quote, soaring commodities prices, y'all, soaring commodities prices and strong base effects will continue to boost import prices in the coming months, end quote. This is Kathy Bosjanic, man, wow. Bosjanic. I tried, y'all. You know, how many tries was that? That was like five. That was like five tries. Crazy. Quote, however, the acceleration in import inflation should be temporary and trend lower in the second half of the year. I don't know if you believe that. Bottom line, official U.S. inflation rate right now, y'all, is 1.5%. Oil is up 80%. Corn is up 69%. Steel is up 145%. Wheat is up 25%. Coffee is up 34%. Cotton is up 35%. Copper is up 50%. Lumber, the average price of a newly built home, they're telling you to add about $20,000 to $30,000 because lumber is up 126%. Soybeans is up 71%. Home values are up 8%. The stock market is up over 23%. The money supply has increased 24%. And that's that deal. We're seeing this thing happen. We're seeing it happen right now. It's happening before our eyes. Pay attention to the prices that you're paying for goods. Also, pay attention to the weight of the goods, the weight of the cereal, you know, the weight of the granola bar box, the weight. A lot of times they'll keep the box the same. They'll lower the weight and say, oh, the price is the same. But you're not getting the same goods. Costs more notes to get the same goods and services. It's going to continue to happen. Really nothing you can do about it. I suggest growing some food. Grow some of your own food. Reuters.com. If inflation expectations drift up persistently, the Fed will need to respond. The Federal Reserve metrics of success on inflation is keeping expectations about future price increases anchored at 2%. And the central bank will respond if inflation expectations start to rise. What are they going to do? They already got rates near zero. I have no idea what they can do. CNBC, let's do this. U.S. producer inflation heats up in March as prices increase broadly. Y'all see a trend? CNBC, the third round of stimulus checks helped, but millions of Americans are still struggling. While the number of Americans struggling to put food on the table, pay bills, and the like fell last month, the new data shows that millions are still feeling the financial effects of the panorama. The third round of stimulus payments started to hit bank accounts on the 12th of March. So it's not surprising that a number of Americans who couldn't cover household expenses in late March fell from 33.8% to 28.9%. But nearly 3 in 10 adults had trouble paying for usual household expenses. Share of adults reporting that it was somewhat or very difficult for their household to pay for usual expenses. All adults polled out of all adults polled, 29%. Of course, they got it by race. Latino, 43%. So-called black, not Latino, 42%. Other or multi-racial, non-Latino, 38%. Asian, 27%. So-called white, 23%. Ouch. The number of Americans who sometimes or often do not have enough to eat on a weekly basis also fell from 10.7% to 8.8%. And this is because of them stimulus still leaves 18 million adults who are going hungry, a figure that is much higher than the number of Americans who said they didn't have enough to eat prior to the start of the panorama. This is according to the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. Quote, while the latest figures are a welcome improvement, they show that many Americans will need more help to enable them to climb out of debt and to return the nation to pre-panorama levels of hardship, let alone to reach a more equitable recovery that reduces hardship further. End quote. This is Claire Zippel. It's got to be one of those. She's a senior research analyst with the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. In many cases, Americans are still experiencing financial hardship because households aren't earning the same amount they did before the panorama started, in part because of unemployment, furloughs, and pay cuts. About 54 million Americans say they aren't using regular income sources, such as their paychecks, side hustle earnings, or rental income to help cover their expenses on a weekly basis. About 50 million Americans reported using credit cards or loans to cover their expenses. Ouch. 20 million say they borrowed money from family or friends. Although those two groups overlap, it adds up to about 34 million adults total who say they used some type of borrowing to get by financially in March. Those who are borrowing in order to stay financially afloat more often than not have children and are renters. Additionally, a higher portion of so-called Black, so-called Latino, and Asian adults are borrowing than their so-called white counterparts. It's affecting America disproportionately when it comes to so-called race. CNBC, weekly jobless claims are higher than expected. First-time claims for unemployment insurance rose more than expected last week, despite other signs of healing in the jobs market. First-time claims for the week ending April 3rd totaled 744,000, well above the expectation of 694,000 from economists surveyed by Dow Jones. The total represented an increase of 16,000 from the previous week's upwardly revised 728,000. The four-week moving average edged higher to 723,750. The news comes a week after a sign of more aggressive healing in the labor market as non-farm payrolls in March increased while the unemployment rate fell to 6%. That was the biggest job gain since August, blah, blah, blah. It's not what's up. More and more people are claiming unemployment. Reuters.com, four details. New production cuts due to the global chip shortage. Ford Motor Company today outlined another series of plant shutdowns due to the global semiconductor chip shortage, with five facilities in the United States and one in Turkey affected. The number two U.S. automaker did not outline how many vehicles would be lost in the latest actions and reiterated it intends to provide an update on the financial impact of the chip shortage with its quarterly earnings on April 28th, suggesting the hit could be bigger than initially forecast. Ford said in March it expected the semiconductor shortage to cost between $1 and $2.5 billion. While the company has prioritized chips for its highest profit vehicles, it has been forced at times to idle production of its top-selling F-150 full-size pickup, and it has parked some of those trucks for final assembly later when enough chips are in hand. The Dearborn, Michigan-based company this month announced production cuts during the weeks of April 19th and 26th at plants in Chicago, Flat Rock, Michigan, and Kansas City, as well as implementing a reduced schedule at its Ohio assembly plant, the latest in a string of chip-related curtailments. Now, I don't think people are just buying new cars, but I think it has, you know, the chips has to do with it as well. It has also set downtime for its Louisville, Kentucky truck plant for the weeks of April 26th and May 3rd, and its van plant in Gulkuk, Turkey, from May 8th to May 31st. However,
Ford hopes to offset some of the losses in Turkey by pulling forward downtime scheduled later in the year. Semiconductors are used extensively in cars, including to monitor engine performance, manage steering or automatic windows, and in sensors used in parking and entertainment systems. Ford said in addition to chip shortage, other factors driving the shutdowns included the previously reported fire at Renesas Electronics Corp. factory in Japan and prior severe winter storms in Tejas. Industry research firm Auto Forecast Solution estimated lost production of almost 408,000 vehicles for Ford due to the shortage, with today's actions accounting for more than 91,300 of that total. Also today, Japan's Nissan Motor Company announced downtime in April for its plants in Smyrna, Tennessee, Canton, Mississippi, and a plant in Mexico. I'm not even going to try to say the name of it. I'm sorry, y'all. Aguascalientes. That's right. Japan's Honda Motor Company said it will cut production at some of its North American plants the week of April 19th due to the chip shortage and other factors, calling the situation fluid. German automaker Volkswagen idled production of its Tiguan crossover vehicle at its Pueblo, Mexico plant for today and tomorrow. That's just going to raise the unemployment. Let me jump into tech, and then we're going to get into the show. 500 million LinkedIn users' data is for sale on a hacker site. It's not what's up. You're losing all your data, information scraped from around 500 million LinkedIn user profiles is part of a database posted for sale on a website popular with hackers, the company confirmed. The sale of the data was first reported by a cybersecurity news and research site, Cyber News, which said that an archive including user IDs, names, email addresses, phone numbers, genders, professional titles, and links to other social media profiles was being auctioned off on the forum for a four-figure sum. According to LinkedIn, the database for sale, quote, is actually an aggregation of data from a number of websites and companies. Quote, the data from LinkedIn users includes only information that people listed publicly in their profiles, the professional social media site, which is owned by Microsoft, said in a statement, quote, this is not a LinkedIn data breach and no private member account data from LinkedIn was included in what we've been able to review, end quote, the company said. The news comes just days after a separate incident in which data scraped from more than 500 million Facebook users in 2019, including phone numbers, birthdays, emails, and other information was posted publicly on a website used by hackers. While these kinds of data are less sensitive than, say, credit card details or social security numbers, information like phone numbers can still be exploited by bad actors, including robocall scams. I don't know. I've never been cool with putting personal information on the public websites. Never. Call me old school. Whatever it was, it's always rubbed me the wrong way. Now, if you're running a brand, cool. I got people always say, well, I use it to stay in contact with my friends and my family. Like, whatever. I don't care. You do what you do. You will never find a personal social media account for me ever. Put my birth date on there. Put who I'm in a relationship with, put it, what I ate for dinner, put, you know, where I'm at, I'm checking in. Man, that stuff is stupid to me, absolutely stupid. I'm not pointing any fingers at anyone. I know most people are on social media and use it to stay in contact with their friends and family. Me personally, if they don't call me or text me, you're not getting a hold of me. You know, all that, I'm on Facebook. You know, I think that stuff is silly, but that's just me. That's why when these data breaches come out, I'm not tripping too much at all, because all they got was the brand information from any of the accounts of the foundation or SoL. But I'm sorry, I digressed a little bit. CNN Business, Domino's is launching a pizza delivery robot car. Your gig economy, dropping off food, you're doing, what is it? What is it called? Can't remember what it is. Instacart, that's what it is. People dropping off food, you getting your bread up. Well, enjoy it while it lasts. The robots are coming and they're bringing pizza. This week, Domino's is rolling out a robot car delivery service to select customers in Houston. For those who opt in, the pies will arrive in a fully autonomous vehicle made by Nuro. Here's how it works. Customers in the Woodland Heights neighborhood of Houston can choose robot delivery and receive texts with updates on the robot's location and a numerical code that can be used to retrieve the order. Once the car arrives, the customer enters the number on the bot's touch screen and the car doors open up to serve the food. Nuro's robot car was the first completely autonomous, human-free on-road delivery vehicle to receive regulatory approval from the United States Department of Transportation last year. This isn't Domino's first foray into the world of autonomous vehicles. In 2017, the Michigan-based company used a self-driving Ford Fusion Hybrid to deliver pizzas to randomly chosen customers in Ann Arbor, Michigan. And in 2013, Domino's tested out pizza delivery via drone in the UK. While these experiments are useful to get the ball rolling when it comes to innovation and building buzz for the brand, consumers shouldn't expect a seismic shift in the way food is delivered, for now at least. Self-driving vehicles are far from mainstream, sure. Domino's isn't the first pizza chain to play around with this technology. Pizza Hut announced that it was working with Toyota to release a fully autonomous delivery vehicle. Even companies as big as Uber is selling its self-driving vehicle program. Oh, no. Here come the robots. Speaking of robots, wow. CNBC, Elon Musk's Neuralink explains how a monkey used its brain computer. I'm sorry, used its brain computer tech to play Pong. Man, Neuralink, the brain-machine interface company founded by Tesla CEO Elon Musk, has published a YouTube video of a monkey called Pager playing the video game Pong with its mind. The 3-minute, 27-second video shared by Musk on Twitter last week appears to show the monkey controlling the computer with its brain activity. Quote, a monkey is literally playing a video game telepathically using a brain chip, end quote, Musk wrote on Twitter. In the video, a narrator attempts to explain how Pager is able to play Pong with its mind, with its brain, with its mental. They about to connect all this stuff to everybody. I'm not trying to, you know, cause any alarms, but I do want y'all to pay attention. What happened? What happened to not testing products on, you know, animals? The 9-year-old monkey, which had 2 Neuralink devices put on each side of his brain about 6 weeks ago, learned how to use a joystick to move a cursor to targets on the screen in exchange for a banana smoothie delivered through a straw. He goes on to explain that the company's Link devices recorded Pager's neuron activity while he interacted with the computer, possible due to the more than 2,000 tiny wires implanted in the regions of his motor cortex that coordinate hand and arm movements. The data was then fed into a decoder algorithm to predict Pager's intended hand movements in real time. Once the decoder had been calibrated, Neuralink said the monkey was able to use it to move the cursor where he wanted it to go instead of relying on the joystick. Indeed, the YouTube video shows Pager controlling a paddle in the arcade game Pong while the joystick is unplugged. But Andrew Jackson, professor of neural interfaces at Newcastle University, told CNBC that brain control of computer cursors by monkeys is not new. Quote, the first comparable demonstrations were published in 2002, although it could be argued the idea dates back to work by Eberhard Fetz in the 1960s. The control in the video looks impressive, but without seeing a proper publication on their data, it is hard to say how it compares to the current state of the art process. He said it was definitely new and innovative was the fact that there are no cables coming through the skin and the brain signals were all being sent wirelessly. Quote, this to me is an advance here and is important both for improving the safety of human applications because wires to the skin are a potential route for infection and also as a way for improving the welfare of animals used in neuroscience studies. Player, yipes. And last but not least, this is on CBS New York. So it's newyork.cbslocal.com. It's from today. New NYPD DigiDog robot is raising questions among New Yorkers. Man, this stuff is weird. They got this little dog robot, man, in the public. New NYPD technology has some people doing a double take. It's a robot shaped like a dog. Monday afternoon at 344 East 28th Street, cops responded to a man barricaded after a domestic dispute. Sadly, it's an all too common situation, but it drew attention. It was one of the first times the public has seen the New York Police Department DigiDog. Bristling with cameras and microphones, it's able to approach danger and give feedback, live pictures, and sound. MSA security consultant Justin Kelly used to command the Connecticut State SWAT team, quote, it allows them to really put a plan together to get eyes in there without putting a human body in there, really gives you the real-time intel that is so critical to any scene like that, end quote. He believes technology such as DigiDog can save lives and money. Quote, there's going to be instances where they're going to be able to determine that the person's not in the residence. So 7-hour standoff might be 90 minutes now. There's some savings right there. Defund the police. Critics sounded off on social media portraying DigiDog as a frightening instance of over-militarized police. With a $75,000 price tag, it is said to be wasteful. Quote, they got military gear and now they got robot dogs in the streets further oppressing us with robots now. End quote. This is Rep. Jamal Bowman. DigiDog is made by Boston Dynamics. I've been telling y'all about Boston Dynamics, which continues to develop accessories, including arm attachments. NYPD policy outlines limited use of the robot for situational awareness at dangerous scenes. Mayor Bill de Blasio says he'll speak with the cops about it. Quote, if in any way it's unsettling to people, we should rethink the equation, he said. Y'all ready for these robot cops and soldiers? Because hands down, it's coming. And that's it for current events, y'all. Appreciate it. I mean, that was a lot. That was a lot. It really was. But we're done. We're out of here. I trust that you gained some valuable information. As, you know, the current events, as this stuff plays out, you know, and plus, you know, I'm watching Taiwan and China and the United States. I'm watching Russia and what's going on with, you know, with over there. I'm paying attention. Didn't want to really include that in current events. That was a lot. So, welcome to the foundation. Never mind how much you make. How much do you keep? In a society where it is generally celebrated of what one makes, how much one is able to make in a calendar year or, you know, every paycheck, how much money you're making, you know, I want to just be real and come from the private side and tell you that, you know, those of us on the private, we don't care how much you made. Doesn't matter. What matters is how much you keep. How much stayed within your family, within your private estate. And, you know, there's only one way to do that, and that's with, you know, private trusts. There are three essential elements of wealth preservation. Preserve, keep. Sure, those are synonymous terms, I would say. Similes. And those three essential elements of wealth preservation are, number one, control. You got to have control of the wealth. You got to maximize the position of control with the money that you make. You don't have control when you have ceilings to deductions on the individual side for certain expenses and no deductions or write-offs for other expenses. You're not controlling the expenses. You're not in control when you're doing those types of returns, the 1040 return, specifically the individual return. The corporate return is very similar as well. There's a little more leeway, but ultimately, you're not in control of what is allowable and what is not allowable. The Internal Revenue Service is in control. Even state statutes are in control because you're dealing with, you know, an LLC or some sort of corporation that owes its existence to the state. So, yeah, I mean, you can make money. Good job. You're making money. It's not money, but sure, we'll just let it go. I don't care how much you make. How much did you keep? You have no control. Number two, out of three essential elements of wealth preservation, flexibility does not exist when you're doing a 1040 return. There's a little more flexibility with partnership returns, you know, corporate returns, but not too much. It's not very flexible. You can't go and talk to the board of the directors of the Federal Reserve and see if they can be flexible with regards to write-offs and exclusions and taxable incomes. Not going to happen. Good luck with that. So flexibility is non-existent when you're making all that money. I made all this money, man. Cash rules everything around me. Get the dollars. Dollar bills. Oops. Number one, it's a depreciating currency. And people say, oh, no, it's not depreciation of the currency. It's just inflation of prices. Whatever. Anyone talking to you like that is trying to play you. Anytime it costs more, quote, dollars to get the same goods and services, you're dealing with textbook inflation, hands down. Or you could say it's deflation, which is deflation of the value of the currency. Or inflation ultimately is the increase in the prices of goods and services for a specific currency, or any currency, or all currencies for that matter. So you're lacking flexibility. And number three, out of three essential elements of wealth preservation, tax minimization. Good luck with that on the 1040 return. Good luck with that. Good luck with that on the 1120 return. And see, there's a lot of different things you can do with a corporation if it's properly, you know, set up, properly classified on the federal level, on the state level. Because corporations and trusts, but, you know, we're talking about a corporation right now, an LLC. Corporations pay their expenses first, most times quarterly. They pay their expenses first. Whatever's left over is up for taxation. What a corporation can do, an LLC can do, corporations can pass the taxable income to its shareholders. So the corporation is taxable. This is what Amazon does. People want to get mad. Oh, a corporation not paying taxes. That's how they're constructed. That's how they're legislated. That's how they were created. Do some research. So the LLC, the corporation itself, in the situation of an LLC, if it's properly classified, you know, properly structured, properly administered, an LLC can take its allowable expenses and then, you know, whatever is left over passes taxable income to its members, the members. And then, you know, the LLC pays no tax. It's not, you know, there's no tax. I'm not giving legal advice. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not an attorney. I don't give legal advice. This is informational, educational purposes only, entertainment if you want, that's fine. But do your research. But how does that benefit? How do you have tax minimization in that situation? On the corporate level, sure. On the individual level, good luck. Good luck with that. Three essential elements of wealth preservation: control, flexibility, tax minimization. In the public, it almost doesn't exist, especially when you get to a certain level. I don't care how much money you make, how much do you keep? Taxes is going to tear you up. Taxes is tearing everybody up. Taxes is tearing up people to the point where they ain't even paying their taxes, not filing their taxes. Now you got to, you know, you're anxious. You have anxiety. You wonder when they're coming. When are they going to catch up to me? When am I going to get that letter? When are they going to, you know, knock on the door? That ain't cool. So maybe you could say, hey, SOAT, I keep it all. I mean, hey, do you sleep well at night when you hear knocks on the door or noises outside? Does that concern you that they coming? I'm talking legally, no problem. IRS call, you know, write a letter, whatever. Go smooth, legal. Tax avoidance is impossible without private trust structures. Impossible. I don't care what you say. You can do your research. 100% open to a contrary opinion. 100%. But I want to see some contrary facts. Because that's where it's at. Now, there's a difference between tax avoidance and tax evasion. You should look those terms up. Avoidance is basically you structured your affairs to where the entities do not execute or hit any taxable events. They don't operate from a position of, you know, taxation. That's how it's structured and how it's administered. Evasion, very simply put, is, you know, you operated for the year, the quarter, the half a year, however long. There is a tax that is owed, and you're looking to do some wiggle room and mess with numbers and stuff to evade paying that tax. It's all bad. A lot of people go to federal prison for tax evasion. But when we talk about legal avoidance, what are we looking to avoid? And specifically, how about capital gains tax, inheritance tax, gift tax, generation skipping tax, probate tax, estate tax, payroll tax? There are ways that you can structure what you're doing 9 times out of 10 to legally avoid taxation. Or at the very least, keep more of what you make. It gets difficult if you're a W-2 employee, but it's not impossible through certain structures and proper administration. Payroll tax can be avoided. It's also known as double taxation. Say, oh yeah, don't do that because it's double taxation. The corporation or the company has to pay tax, and then you're going to be taxed as an individual. Do it like this. You got to understand, these attorneys, these accountants, these certified public accountants, they were taught in state schools, state legislation, state jurisdiction, state. And they don't know what they don't know at all. How much do you keep? And how do you keep it? You ever heard of founder's stock? Y'all know Coinbase just went through an initial public offering or IPO. And those who have founder's stock made a lot of money. Founder's stock is typically subject only to executives or founders of the company, and then certain investors, qualified investors, you can get founder stock if you administer a trust. It's an easy way to get bread. Of course, you got to do your due diligence. You got to know what's going on. But once you say, hey, you know, I'm looking to get my hands on this founder stock through a trust, they'll be like, okay, what? Tell me more. Because that's the type of entity that can partake in the founder stock before an initial public offering. Do your research. I could be lying. I could be mentally insane, just telling all types of stories. But do your research. How much do you keep? You ever heard of private placement accounts? No, probably not. Most people are just worrying about how much money they make and not keeping it, not perpetuating it, not making it work. Founder stock, private placement accounts, endowments. We were on Clubhouse last night. I was speaking on endowments, financial endowments with hospitals or universities. Basically, you know, an endowment is a contract that's negotiated between a public charity, a private foundation, or a trust, whereas there is a certain amount of money that is donated to the hospital or university, and these hospital or university to have access to certain types of accounts. Do, you know, 40%, 50%, 60% annually, some things you've never seen, didn't know existed. 45% quarterly in these types of accounts. Hospitals and universities pay very, very high rates of interest. And what the contract negotiates in an endowment is the split on the interest. What portion of the interest is going to the hospital or university to fund a certain thing, curriculum, library, so on and so forth. And what percentage is going to go to the foundation or the trust, the family trust. And the only reason that these endowments can be executed through a public charity, a private foundation, or a trust is because these entities never die. And an endowment is set up for in perpetuity, forever. So there's going to be a payment going to your private estate, to your family trust, or your family foundation, forever after you're gone. This is how the wealthy perpetuate, one of the ways that the wealthy perpetuate multi-generational wealth. A lot of people say, oh, this is outside of not only my understanding, but it's also outside of my capabilities. Okay, well, you just limited yourself. 100%. And that's too bad. But these things are easily attainable if you have the proper structures and you have the proper education. Never mind how much you make. How much do you keep? How much do you turn around and make it work for your private estate? Do you know how to do that? If not, I suggest that you go to welcometothefoundation.com, sign up for the email list, and email me, admin@welcometothefoundation.com, and inquire as to the trustee training. It'll change your life pretty quickly. Now, I want to give a couple jewels real quick as far as trust. People talk about trust, foreign trust, 9-8 number, these different things. Cool, fine. Private trust, complex trust, must produce its own income, either by direct business or holdings of shares or membership interest, investments, such as trading. Maybe, you know, the trust has a brokerage account and, you know, it trades equities or crypto and produces income by that. The trust must make its own income. If not, it is considered the trust. If the trust does not produce its own income, the trust is considered a grantor trust. And the grantor or the trustee remains taxable. A lot of people ain't telling you this. Pancake some toast real quick. Save for free. For free. 100% free. There you go. A lot of people say, I got my private trust and, you know, I'm just, if it doesn't make its own income, it's going to be looked at as a grantor trust. And either the grantor or the trustee is going to be remain liable for certain taxes. I told you. A trust can hold shares or membership interest. Shares in a corporation, membership interest in an LLC. It can be a member, a majority member, to receive all the profits. It's easy. Start a business. That's like the first step in going private, is to start a business. Because you have to fund the private estate so that you can keep more of what you, quote, make. Because as I said, it does not matter. It doesn't matter how much you make in these circles, in these private circles, with those of us who are learned, who execute, who substantiate, who've been doing this for years. We don't care. I don't care how much you make. I got money. I'm rich. It's all about how much you keep. How much did you keep? How much are you keeping in your estate? How much is going to remain in the estate to be put to work, to make more money, or to just add to the estate? Is it going to the taxing authorities? Is it going to the state taxing authorities? Is it going to the federal taxing authorities? Oh man, I made $80,000 last year. How much did you pay in taxes? That's my first question. People like to stunt with how much they made. To me, it's childish. It's infantile. Last year, I made $200,000. So it's one of the first years that I've ever been able to make that much money, man. That's good. That's dope. Congratulations, man. Congratulations. How much did you keep? Huh? How much taxes did you pay on that $200,000? It was the biggest tax bill I ever paid too. That's usually what follows. Why? Because you're not properly structured. You don't have the proper structure. You think it's all about how much you make when it's not. It is not. If you don't have anything to show for it, it don't matter how much you made. You can win the lottery. And a year later, have no money or currency and have nothing to show for it. It's easy. Tell people, you know. You've gotten some money, and it was gone. And you'd be like, man, what did I spend the money on? You'd be looking around, can't see anything new. Same clothes, same car, same chairs. Didn't really, maybe, I don't know, maybe put a stereo on the whip, you put tint on the window. I don't know exactly, you know. But how many times have you gotten a windfall or gotten some extra bread and had nothing to show for it afterwards? Nothing. You go out to eat 4 or 5 times, go to the club, you know, get a VIP table, get a bottle, and all that stuff is gone. It's gone. And the people be like, well, so I paid for the experience. Cool. That's what's up. You should have your estate pay for the experience. You should have your investments pay for the experience. Well, not everybody is smart like you. Man, look, one of the biggest things I'm tired of hearing in 2021, motherfucking excuses. No, I don't usually cuss. And I apologize. But I'm so tired of excuses in 2021. You got a supercomputer in your pocket, the web at your fingertips, Google, Wikipedia, online dictionary, YouTube, Khan Academy. There's so many resources out here for us to change our situation, and we still saying the same excuses, man. I don't care how much you made. How much did you keep? I had to, man, here it comes. all types of excuses, all types of reasonings. Oh, well, you know, I wasn't taught, and you know, my mama, it don't matter. What'd you teach yourself? What'd you learn? What sacrifices did you make to change your life, to put yourself and your family in a different economic position? How did you grind how most would not so you can live how most cannot? What did you do? Oh, man, you know, the job, I'd be tired. I'd be tired after work. That's the point of the job, for you to be tired, to be weakened on the weekend, to keep you busy so you don't do your own dance. It's all, you know what it is? We all got stuff to deal with, you know, heartbreak. We got people who are going to pass away in our families and our friends. They're going to be out of here. We might have medical issues, you know, arguments, dysfunction in our family. We all have to deal with stuff. Traffic, it's not whatever. I don't care about that. And people who complain about that stuff, man, I listen to you, but I really don't care, honestly. Because the way I look at it is, we all the stuff that we have to deal with, it's all about what you do beyond that, what you do beyond the average or the usual that most people have to deal with, you know, job, family, you know, expectations, disappointments, sadness, possibly depression. What do you do beyond that? And that is directly in line with how much did you keep? Most people are focused on just making money. I'm going to make some money. You know, I'm making that money, making cash money. The next step is to put it to work properly, to invest it properly, to put it in a position to where the money that you're making is making money. And you need the three elements of wealth preservation. If you're going to keep it, you're going to preserve it. You need control, flexibility, and tax minimization. You're only going to get those three things in unison through private contract trust entities or private contract family foundations, which are tax-exempt entities. If I'm tripping, if I miss something, please let me know. Push 1 on your keypad. You don't even have to do that. You can just email me, admin@welcometothefoundation.com, and be like, so you can get control, flexibility, and tax minimization with a limited LLC series. And I'll look into it. I definitely will, because I know I am not correct all the time. But I'm pretty sure I got this down right here. As far as how much do you keep versus how much you make, when you're structured properly, you make more money giving it away than you do trying to keep it. Is that a riddle? Kind of. It's kind of a riddle. You want the answer? A private family foundation. A trust, a complex trust, can donate 100% of its taxable liability to a charity. 100%. You know, corporations can only donate 10%. Individuals can only donate 50% to a public charity and 30% to a private charity, which is a private family foundation. Complex trust can donate 100% and receive a charitable deduction on its 1041. This is why giving it away versus trying to keep it. So, you know, maybe you haven't heard this before. Maybe this is a new concept to you, but I don't care how much you make at all. It's all about how much you keep, period. And understanding that is the first step into putting yourself and your family in a position of power, of control, of tax minimization, and flexibility. Legal avoidance of taxes, income taxes, legal avoidance of capital gains tax, probate tax, estate tax, inheritance tax, gift tax, generation skipping tax, legal avoidance, not illegal evasion. Everybody want to be free, but don't nobody want to work to be free. They want their freedom handed to them. And, I mean, that's not honorable. But, hey, check it out. We got about 60 seconds left in the broadcast. You're going to want to call in to 563-999-3625. Otherwise, you will be disconnected in about 60 seconds. Because I will stream a little bit. Might take a caller or two. But I really just wanted to breathe on y'all about this, you know. Now, a lot of people, you know, and people be trying to impress. I get it. I've been there. People trying to impress and stuff. You know, people just get to talking and saying stuff. And one of the things I hear the most is how much money someone makes. As if that's the end-all, be-all of their existence. As if that makes them respectable, or as if that puts them on a level to where I'm supposed to, you know, I don't know, something. But if you're not taking care of your family, if you're not taking care of your community in some way, shape, or form, if you're not helping to, you know, reestablish this foundation, I don't really care how much money you make. My first question is going to be, how much do you keep? So, I mean, that's the move. And, you know, for me, that's the honorable, noble move. It's not about us, you know. It took so many different people for us to get here. You got what? You got 4 grandparents. Well, you got 8 great-grandparents. 16 great-great-grandparents. I don't know. My math could be off. But you get the picture, right? It took a lot of people over a long period of time to connect together and vibe at least enough to have a child. And then, you know, all of this delineated for you to be sitting here checking out this episode of The Foundation. And I'm telling you right now, what you make is individual. How much you keep is not. That's part of the family. And until we start putting in work for the family, things aren't necessarily going to go all the way we expect them to. I'm just going to let you know. On an energetic level, it's just not going to line up. Because there's something missing from the 7 pillars. You know, we're not chilling. We don't have the foundation built on the 7 pillars. Because if you're not respecting your generations before you, the generations after you, there's an energetic imbalance. Please believe that. So, you know, hey, that's what I had to say, you know, this evening. You know, I don't care. I don't care how much you make. I'm not impressed. I'm not. What impresses me is the impact that you have on your family. Even that one family member that gets on your nerves and is always cutting up or messing up, but you still there because that's family. That impresses me because that's a rare quality. Willing to make sacrifices economically, time-wise, psychologically, that's what I'm looking for. Economic, psychological, time, emotional sacrifices to put yourself and your family in a better position. If you're not in trustee training, I think you're playing yourself and you're playing your family. Whatever you're telling yourself, oh, I'm going to wait, let me get this right, let me do that, you're doing yourself a disservice. When you make the decision to do your dance, the music begins. You don't need music. Oh, I'm waiting for the music. You're tripping. When you make your decision to do your dance, the music begins. Please hear what I'm saying. So I highly encourage you to email me, admin@welcometothefoundation.com. Inquire about trustee training. Negotiate. Closed mouth don't get fed. Quit being weird. I'm your brother. I'm here to help you out, but all relationships require an exchange. It's fundamental. All relationships require an exchange. We over here talking about success versus significance. You over here talking about, oh, I made this money. It sounds like you're successful. What significance is your life and this money that you made? Huh? Significance. What do you mean? You mean what I mean? Of what significance is your life and this money? Oh, man, you talking that all. All relationships require an exchange. Success versus significance. You get to choose. Life is about choice. Understand that taxes influence how we structure and do things. Most people don't do anything. They start their business. I'm going to pay more taxes. So you never do it. And that's too bad. But taxes is definitely a wealth eroding factor, along with education. Paying for education erodes wealth, you know, college education, private education, it erodes your wealth, hands down. Government is really good at eroding your family wealth. Inflation, we were talking about that in the current events. What's going on with inflation right now? Wealth eroding factor, lawsuits, legal actions, divorce, wealth eroding factor, creditors. Wealth eroding factor, litigation. Wealth eroding factor. All of these can be minimized, mitigated through setting up your private estate and utilizing private structures. You can mitigate taxation. A trust cannot be abridged even as a result of a tax benefit that results either by design or accident. A contract cannot be abridged. Educational expenses, you know, the erosion of educational expenses. That's a trust. That education is a trust expense. Inflation, you can, you know, through hedging your currency with precious metals, gold and silver, you can beat inflation. You can stay ahead of inflation. You can avoid lawsuits, legal actions, and the erosion of divorce by setting up a family estate, your family trust. Your daughter, your son can get married. Even if it's a gold digger, your son, your daughter doesn't own the money, doesn't own anything. Just has beneficial interest and control through being a beneficiary of the family estate and being a trustee, which means after that, during that divorce, there's no assets to split. This person isn't running off with half of your heir's money. Creditors. If I owe a creditor money, they can't go after the assets of the estate. Neither trust is responsible for my personal debts. You can sue me all day. Litigation, you can sue me all day. Get a judgment. Attach that judgment. I want to see that. I want to see an attachment. To what? I don't own anything. I just control it. You get sued all day. You get the insurance policy and that's it. Good luck with that. Enjoy yourself. So never mind how much you make. I don't care. And anyone who knows doesn't care. They probably just being nice. Those who are impressed with how much you make are asleep, just like you. It doesn't matter how much you make. How much do you keep? That's the episode of the foundation. Let me go to the phone. No, let me see. Go to the phone lines. I don't really want to, but I, you know, I can. We got several. Let me go to the bottom. I'm gonna go to the bottom. Do something. Let me go to the bottom. 214-2375. Area code 214-2375. Peace. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Peace, so this Valentine. What's good with you?
Ah, peace, fam. I'm luxurious. What's good with you?
Figured out, wanted to kind of see if I could throw in a new word in there, maybe get in your rotation. Been looking at opulence.
Oh, yes. Opulence, definitely.
Yeah. So, you know, that's one of the moves I've been really trying to bust, because, like, I feel like I was born and then woke up luxurious, but definitely trying to cross over into another tier where just my general presence offends people that aren't in the family and in the network. It's like, what is he so happy about? Why is he just over there chilling and it's raining on his forehead? Because I got a big old forehead. But wanted to shout you out on the show tonight. Definitely great, great, great show, especially, and I know you don't like to cuss. I'm from a region where cussing is pretty cool and non-mixed company, so apologies to the ladies, but I'm with you on being sick of these fucking excuses. Like, if you got some shit to do and you don't do it, then that's on you. And again, had a football coach in my youth. They used to tell me excuses were like assholes. Everybody's got one and yours stinks. And that's really kind of the energy I feel like some of us really need to get in, because like you were saying, and I'm going to paraphrase it, get three cuss words in one call. But shit happens to us all. And it's what you do when, you know, it gets thick and it's difficult. Are you going to soldier through and make a way, or are you just going to sit there and complain about it and moan and talk about that's why you didn't get the job done? Like, there are people that get the job done, and then there are people that can tell you why they didn't. And most of the time, they don't eat at the same lunch table.
No, absolutely true. 100% true. I agree with you. Yes, opulence is definitely a word that could be interchanged with what we do and how we do our dance. And I'm glad you feel that way, especially, you know, being a trustee, you know, and transitioning to that, you know, that private dance, and, you know, people are absolutely going to recognize that there's a difference. And most people don't like to be around things they don't understand, or people they don't understand, or they don't feel acquainted with. So yeah, they're asking, why is this dude so happy? You know, it's a panorama. People are dying. We're broke. I only got one stimulus check. The other ones got lost. Why is this dude happy? And I'd be on the same thing. Like, look, I just assume people, like, you had a terrible life. You know, you're mad or something. You know, it's not personal with me. And, you know, all this stuff is offer and acceptance. I just don't accept. Like, I appreciate the offer, but I'm not going to do that negative dance with you or anyone. But I definitely ain't going to sit here and listen to excuses. Definitely not going to sit here and listen to someone else's excuses as to why, you know, they feel like they didn't have to, didn't want to, didn't think. It's just, I'm at my wit's end with this stuff. So yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, my mama didn't tell me, my grandma didn't tell me. What did you tell yourself? The books are still free and they're still in every library. You got a supercomputer in your pocket, just like you were saying, like, those that seek shall find. And that's, you know, probably shouldn't have said that on the air, but there's some stuff that got cut out the Bible that a lot of people didn't get privy to, you know, the Christians. And, you know, whenever you get ready to go find some stuff, like, you can go find some stuff if you're looking for it hard. When you want that TV remote, you go find it. When you want the car keys, you go find it. When you need that debit card that you put on the bar last night, and, you know, I'm talking about a residential bar, you know, and that was not in your wallet, you go find it. You know, that missing sock of your favorite pair of socks, you know, you get up and take action and start cleaning up if you need to, flipping couch cushions, you know, you got time for that. And, you know, again, I've been trying to put the little circle I wanted to have, you know, up on game with you, and some of them haven't been busting the move, and, you know, even extended a couple other options, because, I mean, again, work is worthy of its hire, and I don't feel like you've ever really tried to paint, you know, your followers, listeners, whatever they want to call themselves, into a corner of, like, you need to be doing business with me, like, you need to be expanding your private education, and you got options. And I rock with you because I feel like you're the most legit thing smoking. You know, I've looked around and poked around a little bit, but, you know, got to bring it into, I guess, some rap lyrics real quick if you're cool with that, because I don't know how you feel about the hip-hop community. That's an inside joke.
Man, go ahead.
But my guy, my rapper, a lot of folks like Pac, I was a Biggie, Jay-Z on the East Coast wave, and I'm smack in the middle of the time zone, so I got to pick. And that dude was talking with R. Kelly, and it's like, you know, if you got a friend and you're both broke, there's no strain on the relationship because you're both broke. And if you get rich and he's still broke, then you'll never know how he really feels about you. So, like, put him on, and once you're both, you know, rich, wealthy, then you'll find out how he really feels about you. And
that's real.
That's really real to me, because in my new circle of folks at, you know, cigar shops and tailors and getting custom cufflinks, like, we have different conversations. And we kick it when the sun is still out, because we got families to go back to. And, you know, traveling has been a lot different over the past year through this, what do you call it? The pan what?
I call it the panorama.
Yeah, the panorama.
Some of the panorama.
That slowed up. 90% of the folks I know in real life, like people I touch and interact in my you know, day to day over the year before that, 2019, you know, folks I used to rock with, like, I don't see them as much anymore. And, you know, folks I met in 2020, they're still busting moves. And, oh, man, you lost your job and don't own your own stuff, and you're not doing nothing to create nothing for the next generation, and you're not paying homage to the previous generation, and everybody's not straight. Like, I know exactly why you're mad, but if you're not trying to do anything to fix it, like, that's on you, player.
Are you talking like you better than me? Like, you better than me, and you smarter than me, and you looking down on me, and you judging me, and you ain't better than me.
I mean, I'm just from the burbs where we all agree on east side of town. Like, it's just different, you know.
It's
better,
it's
worse,
what you,
whatever.
It's what you do and what you don't do that defines your situation, your character, you know, what you're able to do and what you're not able to do. It's all about what you do and what you don't do. And a lot of people aren't willing to do very much. And, you know, it's too bad because, you know, we all have such a large amount of ability that is just left untapped because we don't even try. Too afraid to fail. Fear is a great way of controlling people.
That's
fear
real.
I
dealt with some fear since I've been jacking with you.
Fear is, you gotta, you know, that stuff is, But yeah, things get different. And then when you start living different, feeling different, acting different, vibrating different, you know, the people that you know or knew, the ones that are close to you or something, that gets different too. It definitely does.
Yep. Repel and attract. That magnetism,
yeah.
Manifestation, all of that stuff. started reading, yeah, started talking less, and you're absolutely right. It got weird.
Yeah, cause and effect.
Another thing that you just said that I wanted to spark up, just in case anybody out there listening might, you know, want to reach out on. I got like a emergency preparedness, like the professional responder between the lay responder and like the air quotes first responder. Like I'm who you want to be there before 911 gets called. If you, you know, fall off a cliff, break your leg, and your bone is poking out the skin, like if I'm there, then I could probably make it a little bit better than most folks around at that particular situation. And I'm not going to be trying to put it on Instagram and the internet and all that. Just, you know, that kind of stuff. We got a little circle, and one of them, one of the speakers, the last time we got together, was talking about how when, I'm going to say when stuff hits the fan, I feel like I use my allotted amount of curse words on the show tonight. When it hits the fan, like, a lot of people, when they look back on it, you know, it's not what you did do that you look back on and regret. It's what you didn't do. And like, oh, if I had it back to do again, I would have done this, this, and this, and this. And like, you know, doing too much is really a street public culture, but trying to do the most, if you're talking about saving your family, trying to, you know, change the trajectory of your bloodline and, you know, get stuff back, because, you know, again, I'm in a good situation. And for generations, my family's been really good at making money, but, you know, I've been substantially more interested before I even came across you on keeping more of it. And how do we maintain that and pass it down to the next generation? Because my inheritance, you know, was pretty close to nil as far as, you know, properties and art and, you know, old school vehicles and, you know, got uncles and junkles and all that that did auto paint and body stuff and, you know, got large sums of money off the books or under the books or reported it and then had to give half of it to the man. And it's all because they wouldn't read books and all that. It's like, you know, go get yourself together and, you know, see if you can give something to the next generation and take care of the generation that took care of you at the same damn time. Sorry, that's a bonus curse word.
Yeah, nah, you good, man.
Say I live around some beavers.
You good, man.
But yeah, that's now been my challenge, because everybody thinks they want to be the boss and they want to own it. And it's like one of the families that I know you said several times that you study, the Rothschilds, like, I couldn't care less about power, not trying to be a boss. Like, I'm really trying to get some control around this. Because the one that controls, you know, whatever, and I'm finna butcher uses saying, but, you know, he who controls the paradigm is God, is, I believe, roughly more or less what he says on that. And if you take control out of that, then there's a lot of leeway in that statement. But that control means a lot more than people are really willing to get into. And sometimes, like, maybe we need bigger mirrors and homes and apartments and stuff so that people can just not help but have to look at themselves in the eyeballs on what's going on in their life and what they're doing about it. Your thoughts?
I just think people would look past it, you know, or use it to be vain and fixate, you know, eyebrows or sideburns or something like that. You know, I think it's more of your mind state, where you're at mentally. You know, I don't think anyone or anything that we can do is going to cause anyone to be more responsible, to put forth more effort, to, you know, quit making excuses. You know, in my experience, anytime I do that to someone, you know, I'm met with violence, emotional, physical, you know, some kind of, you know, they raise their voice and get loud and
starts hurling accusations and deflecting and stuff, it gets tough. It might work though, you know. Hey, it might work. They might walk past that mirror one too many times and just stand there and just look for a second. And you know, sometimes I think that's all that's necessary. It's just to stop and really look for a second. Look at yourself in the mirror, and not how you look, but look at yourself in the mirror. And it's tough, man. Most people aren't ready for that. You know, the emotions that come along with, you know, being dissatisfied with yourself, being embarrassed of yourself, being disappointed in yourself, and, you know, recognizing all the ways that you've let yourself down and the people that you love down, and how many times that you've come up short or lied or didn't follow through on your word or hurt someone's feelings or something like that. Really, really hurt somebody. Most people they're not ready to deal with that, unfortunately. But hey, I'm down to try anything that'll help, anything that'll work. So yeah, maybe we need bigger mirrors. You know?
Yeah, more mirrors. Maybe smaller.
Maybe
mirrors.
all the walls in your house should be mirrors. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know. It might work.
So I'm gonna leave it on this. I got one more thing, and you brought up the RoboCop thing, the RoboDog. And I had just got a link from one of my homeboys that left where we grew up, and he's up there on the Upper East Coast around Pennsylvania now. And he sent me a link about the exact same thing you did. It was a little bit more political humor in nature. But the citizens, I would guess that they're mostly U.S. citizens up there, were really outraged that the tax dollars got spent on developing that technology, and it was paraphrased on some Black Mirror-esque, and then, you know, asterisk, 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 I think that's four, yeah, some mess like that, as opposed to literally anything else, because up there they got drug problems, and hunger problems, and food desert problems, and, you know, police in and of themselves and how they conduct themselves, problems and education problems and all kinds of stuff. But let's go make this RoboDog real quick instead of, you know, and the panorama. Probably could have pitched a couple more bucks towards the panorama because, you know, that stuff is wild up there too.
All that stuff is budgeted. So, you know, each part of the municipality or of the government receives a certain allotted budget. And when it comes to budgets, especially when you're dealing with states and federal budgets, it's a use it or lose it type situation. So if, let's say, you know, the city receives $1 million in its budget, but it only spends $500,000, well, the next budget, they're only going to get $500,000. So, you know, these police budgets, these law enforcement budgets are exorbitant. They're out of control. But how public budgets work, you got to spend the money. You know, use it or lose it.
I'm there. I work for two different cities around here.
So if it's in the budget for law enforcement, it can't be... You know, it's very difficult to sequester it or put it on the side or reallocate it to something else, you know, and that all that has to do with, you know, the local representatives and what initiatives they vote for and what they pass and so on and so forth. And I've always said, if you care about politics for real, to make it a part of your life and get upset and emotional about it, then you should be heavily involved in your local politics and voting in your local elections and stuff like that, because it starts from politics is from the bottom up, even though it wants to appear as though it's from the top down. It's not. It's from the bottom up. But yeah, that's a reflection of the budget, which is also a reflection of, you know, who the constituents are, who's voting, who's doing this and who's doing that. I'm not saying go participate in the public at all to anyone. And I know you don't. I know, you know, what we're talking about. But, you know, any writer who's writing an article about this robot, $75,000 robot dog, and that it could have been used for homelessness or something. They're not understanding budgets and how budget works, you know, public budgets.
Absolutely, and not voting accordingly, participating in their civic as a citizen duty. Absolutely right there. But I just want to tell you, bombshell tonight, like, I'm glad that you're back firing live rounds, you know, into the crowd at least. And I hope somebody got hit. And somebody gets inspired to do a little bit more for their family and their generation. And definitely wanted to let you know that Clubhouse was super on point. And anybody that is not a part of that should get a part of that, as well as the email list, because as a trustee, I don't feel like most of it, I shouldn't say most of it, I don't feel like a third of it hits home for me, but some of the other stuff that you send out for free, because you can, and you do what you want to, as, you know, elevated above a boss, like you tell the boss what to do, like, it's some really cool stuff, and it's free. And I don't... Actually, let me just be myself on this. Like, folks out there, if you're listening and you're not participating in a part of the movement, like, you're doing yourself a disservice. You're doing your family a disservice. You're doing everybody you network with a disservice, because there's a lot of golden nuggets that don't get shared over the airways. Like this public blog talk joint specifically. And if you're already here doing, you know, whatever you're doing, listening for entertainment or education, because again, for me in the beginning, it was entertainment. And then I let it shift into education, and then I took a couple of steps of action. And like you were saying earlier, with every relationship has to have, you know, an exchange. Like, true words have never been spoken, and I can't big up you enough for upping the amperage on, you know, the wavelengths and all that that I'm putting out, because, like, it's great over here right now. Like, to be in my media household, everybody's happy. Like, real good. And in my nuclear family that I grew up with, like, they're really good, and to my extended family, they're good. And I don't understand why anyone would, I shouldn't say understand, I don't comprehend why anyone would listen to this stuff and either not do one of two things, and I did the first, that I'm going to present and as G-check you on it and go look up a bunch of stuff that you're saying and dedicate my time, because, like, I really wanted to be a hater and be like, this dude is crazy, and I'm going to call into his show and tell him he's a liar. But the more and more stuff you said and more I looked up, like, I just got cheated. I got a bad batch of education, and now that I'm, you know, getting, you know, the tip of the iceberg on some stuff that we weren't supposed to know, it's checking out. And these Supreme Court cases are checking out. And I didn't even know that, and it's really changing how I move and how the next generation is going to move from, A, what I say first person to them, and then what they've got as, you know, written down stuff, communication, and this is what the generation preceding me did, and they did a better job that the generation preceding them did. And it's just wild.
Yeah, man, I appreciate that. I appreciate that you said that you wanted to be a hater of Soat L first. And then you turned into a non-hater. I respect that, because, I'd be doing that dance, you know. Sometimes I'm flagrant with the things that I say. I'm very challenging with the things that I say, and I'm kind of, you know, I'm confrontational. I'm a confrontational man. I have no problem with confrontation. You know, I used to really like confrontation. You know,
there can only be one.
I'm a fucking martial artist. So I, you know, we used to do that stuff. We used to train and do tournaments, and you know, it was all about confrontation.
And practice.
Yeah, and practice.
Yep.
You know, and train and stuff. So yeah, I know myself, you know, and yeah, I do. I be talking. I mean, you know, you be coming off and be kind of flagrant, be kind of arrogant, you know, sometimes. And yeah, that's what's up. That's definitely what's up. That, you know, that you said that you wanted to be a hater, but then you checked this stuff out. And I feel like, you know, that's kind of my angle. You know, if I can spark someone's mind, either way, like, man, this dude's lying. Let me go check this out. Make sure, you know, this dude's lying. I'm tired of him lying. I'm finna check him. Or, hey, man, this dude's talking some real stuff. Let me, either way, that's, my mission is complete. You know what I mean? However I can get you or anyone to look into what I'm saying, because I know what I'm saying is the truth. I lived it. And then looked around and started talking to people and being like, yo, did you know this? And then people started looking at me like I'm crazy, telling me I'm weird, like I need to calm down. You know, hey, so... Have you ever thought about taking medication? Like, hold on, man. What is you talking about? Because I'm speaking in ways and about things that you do not understand or comprehend. You talking about that I need medication? Like, hold on, man. Hold up. Because it's dismissive. It's very dismissive. Especially when you're just trying to help someone out. But everyone around them is saying the same thing, thinking the same thing, doing the same thing. And I'm the oddball out. And that's what I had to realize. Like, I'm the oddball out. You know, I'm the one different. I'm the one that's, you know, rocking the boat. You know, and had to get over the ego side of it of, all oh, y'all. You know, it's kind of like how Christians, you know, I'm trying to save you. You're going to go to hell. Like those, you know, those super heavy Christians. And I understand their intentions.
We're calling thumpers around here.
They really think that, they really believe that. And, you know, they're really putting energy to try to, quote, save me or save someone. But, you know, it's misplaced. It's not relevant, you know, to every situation, to most situations. And, you know, when I first came into this information, I was one of these private thumpers, you know, Constitution thumper. I don't know what you call them, whatever, you know, whatever it is. And, you know, I was talking to everybody, trying to tell everybody and so on and so forth. But it's just one of those things, you know, however... I can spark your mind, spark your interest, spark your heart. Because I know that we recognize truth when we hear it if we've never heard it. No, even if we've heard, never heard it no more before. You know, we recognize truth. Truth is you know, it's like an old friend that you haven't seen in a long time. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Very, very familiar while still being unfamiliar. You know, that's truth.
It's difficult to recognize.
I'm just out here speaking truth, man. That's my whole point is to speak the truth. And the truth is, we got scammed. We all got scammed. We got played. We got bamboozled, swindled, all that stuff. And, you know, the foundation is just that. We're going to reestablish the foundational understanding, comprehension of how we, you know, do business. And, you know, I don't care how much you make, man, how much you keep. I'll say it straight. I said it many times straight to people's faces and watch their face change. You know what I'm saying?
Like, melt.
Go
melt.
I say it all the time. Like, watch them die inside or something like that. Like, look, I don't care. I'm not impressed. And look him dead in the eye. I'm not impressed.
A few more.
That's what's up. Family first, man. I appreciate you, man. I appreciate you calling in.
Yeah, well, I mean, he and I talk about it. He's super young for most people's comprehension on that stuff, but he gets on to me about not calling in and not checking in. And like, Daddy, what's up on my future? And now here I am, you know, trying to participate a little bit more actively, take a more active role, and, you know, try to contribute something to somebody that's now contributing to him. He's, you know, sitting over here lovely with some... luxuriously, you know, controlled hair locks, because that's cool out there if you don't know what you're doing. And again, you're not going to read on what has worked historically, but his mom was in a tizzy about it, and, you know, took some reins on that. Now, you know, looking like a little superstar. And he's going to be all right, because I had to cut out last night from the clubhouse, go read him a book. And I'm really, you know, glad. Like, I was always built to be that type of father, but now some of the reading is going to change after he's old enough to, you know, mentally digest some of that. But I'm starting at a young age, so I'll be able to digest it at a younger, you know, calendar-wise age. And, like, I hope the worst thing that I ever do in life to, you know, future generations is, yeah, I read you all these books, and now that's the high standard I set. And you get mad at me for not reading you, you know, the third nighttime book. Not that I didn't read to you. Not that I wasn't here every day, wasn't there for every bump and every scratch. But, like, hey, man, I'm not as sleepy as I should be. Can you read me that? Let me look up this Discord link real quick so I can make sure I quote you right. But this IRS stuff, make sure he stays out of trouble. Because I'm, you know, really, really, really want to get into, you know, passing on everything that I can. And I want him to do more with what I get to him than he, you know, possibly can responsibly handle. And I want that to be the challenge that I leave to him, is what are you going to do with it? Like, you got left the whole thing. Where is it? What was the code? You remember?
Man,
it
I was muted.
General discussion.
I was muted, man. My bad. What'd you say?
This is what it was. The IRC 49-41 through 49-45.
Oh, you're talking about the foundation. Yep.
Absolutely. Yep.
Yep. Private family foundation,
you know,
player.
I want him to get upset that he fell asleep and started snoring at, you know, kindergarten age, that I was reading him that and didn't get back into it. And, you know, more on some stuff than that, because, you know, again, my peer group, the dudes I grew up around, and all our babies were going to play together. And, you know, my young baby is talking in complete sentences and doing stuff that their babies don't do. And it's like, I mean, I was always different and got treated different and felt different. And now I'm just coming into accepting that I am different. And everybody before me generationally was different. And we just do different stuff, and if it makes you uncomfortable, that's probably more on you. But I'm super thankful that, like, you're doing what you're doing and kicking this game out here, and you got me fish hooking on the free stuff on the blog talk.
That's what's up.
And I don't know that I've ever made a more wise investment than actually, you know, engaging in commerce and or education and or entertainment with you, but I definitely want to thank you on behalf of myself and mine, and even being able to be the man that corrects the errors that, you know, the generations before me maybe didn't know about or didn't want to know about or didn't make themselves learn about, because we've been a family business family. But, you know, a couple of different layers can help out a whole lot, and if there was a start of that in 1800s, like, I probably would have never had this conversation with you in a good, bad way. Like, good way in that maybe we'd be co-hosts. Maybe I would have caught up with you on that first iteration of what y'all were talking about. But it's super lit, and we definitely need to be taking care of, you know, our own. And like you said, like, after you get, you know, your nuclear in-house thing straight, then reach out to the rest of your family and then get your community on lock, because it's very obvious that the people in air quote selected positions aren't going to do it for us. They're not. And even if they would, like, they're not very good decision makers. Their line of thinking is not with a lot of the stuff that we would do, again, on a much smaller micro level, like economically, micro versus macro.
So, answer one question. I mean, I know the answer.
Yes,
but I just transitioning into private, the trustee training, man, did it change your life?
It definitely changed mine, but that's not even why I busted the move. It's like, I just had a brand spanking new baby and wanted to make sure that, like, everything that I had done, and it was a positive change for me. Like, sure, I'm getting, you know, some of what you might refer to as fringe benefit on this, but I want to make sure that his foundation is on a completely different plot of land than my foundation. Whatever he builds is going to be rocking for thousands of years. And, you know, I didn't, and selfishly, like, I'm a somewhat selfish person if you were to ever meet anybody that knows me before you met me in real life in person. Some of them would tell you that I do make some, you know, selfish decisions and stuff like that, but I really am a communal type dude and definitely family oriented, like specifically with the bloodline. And like, I want my guy to be able to do all the things I did and more. Like, it became hot once he came out of his mother, and I want his mother to be straight, and I want her father to look at me and be like, damn, I thought we did the most and brought you a very viable princess, and then you just switch it up, and now it's not even a kingdom. It's a whole, you know, kingdom over kingdoms, so kings come in and check in and tap in with you. Like, that's where I came in, because I'm like you. Like, I didn't owe nobody $5. You know, I didn't, none of that. I just wanted to keep more, again, not even for self, but, like, to pass on, because, like I was telling you earlier, my inheritance, like, I got a great start in life. I didn't have a rough childhood, nothing like that. It wasn't, you know, hood and, you know, blah, 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 but if we would have had this information a generation earlier, you and I might not be having this phone conversation. Everybody's really, like, been good, but I'm trying to get to, me personally, I want the, what was your P word? It's not about success, it's about what?
Significance.
Significance. And I was thinking, like, personal gain and prevalence, and that's what I want for me. Like, if 6 generations from now they never have met me because I was, you know, my carbon state was recommitted to the initial carbon state, I want the documentation that I leave and the substantiation that I leave to be prevalent in their life. And, you know, I just really, really, really just want it to be like, it never has to be like this again for me and mine. And I want, you know, mine and the subsequent generations to definitely, you know, be lockstep and, you know, tied to yours like a love, where it's like, had the initial turning point, the inciting incident, whatever you want to call it, had, you know, Deontay not done this and linked up with Soap doing this and all of that, then we, none of us would be here. We wouldn't be out in, you know, between the Tropic of Cancer and Capricorn somewhere vacation once a year, and we gotta go. Because it's family business. That's family trust business. That's all that. That's the foundation. And it's a write-off, and we don't even have to pay for it because old boy set us up for the next 100 years. That's what I want. I want somebody to get so excited about it that they build a statue or something, you know? Etch my name in some stone somewhere, because
again, a dude they never met, had the foresight, get involved in some stuff to keep the wave moving, because I'm from a very, 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 very legit bloodline. My grandpa set all of us up, and his kids did a damn good job, in my personal opinion, on raising their kids, and now here I am, and I'm just trying to outdo my cousins that were collegiate athletes.
That sounds like it. When you achieve the things that you just spoke into existence, it sounds to me that your life will have been significant. And, you know, I definitely salute that. Success is a fleeting thing. It's really shallow. Yeah, but significance is really the dance. And I really respect anyone who is able to come to that conclusion, whether it's with help or on their own. To me, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter the how, it just matters the what. Did you get there? You made it? Okay, cool. You know, not really too much concerned about how you got here. It's just that you're here.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man. Definitely appreciate, respect you, man. Appreciate you calling in. And, you know, sharing is big. I think it's big. You know, I can say everything that I say 400 times over and over again. I think, you know, when trustees start calling in and bearing witness and putting their own perspective and their own experience forward, you know, it's to me, it speaks much more in volumes than what I can say. So, you know, that's why I asked.
It definitely,
you know,
compounds it.
Say what?
So it definitely compounds it, because, like, again, like, I really wanted to come and be, you know, torpedo in your little canoe. I did. I'll admit it. That was my energy, because, like, I came in to you, to Yusuf, and who's this new dude on the channel? And, you know, get to checking into it, Mike. I mean, Yusuf ain't never lied. And it'll hurt your feelings, but he won't lie while he's doing it. And this guy, you know, Yusuf has been big on Charles for the years that I've been, you know, knowing about him. And now here we are with the trust expert, and I don't feel like, you know, yeah, I'm not going to say that. But, you know, you definitely got your own lane, and checking into your lane, like, I feel personally comfortable in calling you, in comparison to me at least, an expert on the subject matter. And, you know, definitely, you know, open for doing exactly what you said you're going to do from day one. And that's like, I'm really just sick of seeing, you know, certain economic situations everywhere I go. Because, again, I'm a fairly well-traveled individual. And I've been there, and I saw exactly what you were talking about, you know, on the first couple of shows. And I thought you were blowing smoke, and almost make me want to say somebody's name, you know. That was marketing, you know, to, you know, saying the same stuff. You know, oh, you need to get a trust, you need to get your 9-8, you need to blah, 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 blah. But honestly, you know, the more we talk about that, the more resistance and credence they get. And, you know, I hope that whole thing, you know, gets their karma and their, you know, alternative energy on that, because they're robbing our people blind and not giving anything back into the community. But, like, all of your stuff's checked out, you know, minus there's one thing I think I really did want to, and this is, like, super not important or prevalent to what we're talking about right now, germane. That would be a useful word. It's not germane to the conversation. But, like, readers are leaders. That was one of the credos that we got where I grew up. And the folks that sit down and read book and don't mind being alone and by themselves and kind of doing their own thing and going their own way.
you know, when they do come back into the fold, eventually they got something to say, and even though they don't talk a whole lot, it's like the stuff they got to say, maybe that makes it a little more poignant for folks to listen to. But there was, oh, that's what it was. I got my notes now. Do you know and do you feel comfortable talking about Carrier Bars? Like, what ended up happening with the folding of that?
Yeah, we got about 5 minutes. Yeah, go ahead.
All right, I'll get off real quick. I was just asking, like, if that's the stuff that you felt comfortable sharing, because the Carrier Bars, I got super excited about that. And super slow to pull the trigger on stuff, and I'm glad that I missed that wave, because apparently they really did fold up, and I haven't pieced together the whole why yet.
Yeah, it's multiple reasons. I got a lot of gold from them, though. You know, when it was working, it was rocking. Yeah, something happened. You know, I guess there was someone in the company that was embezzling money, and then there was a contract that they had that they couldn't fulfill, and then once that happened, they got labeled as a Ponzi scheme, and you know, it just went downhill from there. Yeah. From what I understand, but man, I got a bunch of stuff from there. It was rocking while it was rocking, it was doing its thing.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, it did fall apart. Yep, and it definitely is a situation where, you know, it's too bad, because you know what they were doing was dope. I think it was really dope, and just making, you know, gold more affordable. You know, but yeah, a lot of things don't last, man. You know, Sears went out of business, man. Crazy, Sears, man. Sears is gone. You go to the mall, the whole Sears is gone. The Sears stores, they're not there. If they had an auto parts part, that's not there. They sold their Craftsman line. It's just being created in China. The tools ain't even dope like they used to. They don't have the lifetime warranty. They sold off the Kenmore. All the brands got sold off, man. So, like, I feel like you got to catch it while it's good. If it is good, you got to catch it while it's good. Same thing with, you know, So-El. I ain't going to be here forever. You think I'm going to be on Blog Talk doing shows forever? Nothing lasts for forever, man. But yeah, it's terrible how it went down. It's too bad. They was doing their dance for a while.
Yeah, and then the other thing I wanted to ask you about, and again, you know, this tongue-in-cheek type stuff, what's up on the CPN blog? I'm gonna get off and look.
I mean, hey, I gotta put out the disclosure. Like, man, I'm not responsible, but if you want to be connected, I will connect you with the CPN plug.
All right, cool. I'm gonna holler at you. I'm probably gonna shoot you a text when this show's over.
Okay. All right, man. Appreciate you calling me.
Shout out. Got another dude that calls in, and I wanted to shout out him real quick. It sounds like he does some trucker stuff with his family or logistics or something like that. And we got some of them in my family too, and I just want to let them know that, you know, if you're in the biz, then you know, but like, keep on keeping on. And with that one, I'm done and I'm out, and I appreciate everything that you've been doing for, you know, my family, my community, and everything that you're putting out there for everybody else to do for theirs. That medicine gets you. You know, they're trying to stay vitamined up, make sure that virus don't come get you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, man, appreciate you calling in. Thank you very much.
All right,
and yeah, thanks for sharing, you know, your personal, your goals, you know, your thoughts, man. Appreciate it. Thank you very much. All right. And with that being said, y'all, I appreciate y'all. You know, appreciate you checking out the show. Appreciate everyone who stayed on the switchboard, you know, who's tuned in the whole time. You know, you are listening to Soul L on, you know, this is the foundation on High Frequency Radio Network. Make sure you join the Discord. Email secretary at Welcome to the Foundation if you want information on the Discord, the Clubhouse. We on every Tuesday. Let's Talk Tuesday. Admin at WelcomeToTheFoundation.com. If you want to inquire with regards to trustee training, and WelcomeToTheFoundation.com. Just, you know, get your free learn on. Appreciate y'all. Y'all have a great week. Enjoy yourself. Take care of yourself. 10 things that you're thankful for before you go to sleep tonight and every night. It is very important. And I'll catch you next week on the same spot. Appreciate y'all. Peace.
Doing this thing all the way live.
High Frequency Radio.